This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Rainbow Report. News and current affairs for the Rainbow community.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the able assistance this evening of Rod Swift. The leader of the Liberal National Party in Queensland, Carol Newman, has been, so to speak, trying to have it both ways, equivocating on whether he will or won't repeal civil unions if he becomes Queensland's Premier on the 24th of the month. I should mention to our friend in South Yarra who's messaged in, the LNP up there is the Liberal Party with the addition of the National and a few other bits and pieces have all been bolted together into one party. So they are, in effect, the Liberal Party in Queensland. They've just swallowed everyone else. Anyway, just to get a flavour of what Campbell Newman is saying, this is what he told Fran Kelly on Radio National.
We voted against the legislation last year, and we have said that we will look to repeal it, but it may not be possible. And
what does that mean, you'd look to repeal it? What would make it possible?
Well, if we become the government, we'll be looking at what's happened in terms of this new legislation and what the situation is with people who may have entered into civil unions. I mean, I don't want to leave anybody in a legal limbo. I've said that before. So it may not be possible to repeal it. But, you know, that's as far as I can really go. I mean, there's a very strong position by us that we don't agree with this legislation. And, you know, that's the sort of going in position, that we do look at repealing, but we have to look at the legal position and of people who have entered into partnerships, if that's the case.
Though personally, you are on the record as saying you are not opposed. You're personally in favour.
That is indeed something I said, but there are 14,000 members of the Liberal National Party in Queensland. They've made their position very clear. There's also 31 members plus myself in terms of the parliamentary team, and then over another 50 candidates, and the view is the one I've just given you. So at the end of the day, it's a democracy. There are many occasions when leaders have to listen to their party room, have to listen to their team, and this is one of them. So my personal views are hardly relevant on this one.
Well, we're crossing over now to Queensland, where Phil Brown is waiting on the line. Phil, what do you make of that statement by Campbell Newman?
Well, I just think, sadly, it is a reflection of the views of a lot of our MPs in Queensland. Unfortunately, Queensland is quite a redneck place.
Grab her and get her in.
And, you know, we are like 20 years behind the rest of Australia, and that's reflected in the views of the people once you leave Brisbane. And unfortunately, they're reflecting MPs that reflect those views. So I think it's a fairly accurate representation of our MPs.
When you and I spoke off air before the show, you said that it wasn't just the LNP we had to worry about.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like, a lot of people are focusing just on Campbell Newman, the leader. Even if he doesn't become Premier, which could well happen, the LNP itself is still a threat, regardless of who is the leader, because it's quite likely, well, I'm fully convinced that somebody, whether it be Qatar Australia Party, Rob Messenger, the independent from up Bundaberg way, or someone from the LNP will put forward a repeal bill. Mm-hmm. It's the rest of the LNP is a threat, not just Campbell Newman. Removing him, if he doesn't become Premier, the threat is still there. But it's not only the LNP. We've also got the Qatar Australian Party saying they want a repeal, and Rob Messenger, an independent, has actually drafted, weeks and weeks ago, he drafted a civil union repeal bill 2012, and he's got that on his website there, showing it off quite proudly.
Oh dear. So there's a lot of stuff sitting, sort of lurking in the woodwork, so to speak. Rod Swift, you wanted to come in here.
Yeah, hi Phil. I've got a quick question for you. I mean, as you know, Rob Messenger, the independent up there, of course, has been stridently opposed to the civil unions legislation, but of course there were a number of independents who decided to bite the bullet and actually support the legislation. Just out of interest, how are they faring in the election campaign, because naturally you'd suspect that they're possibly fighting a battle from two fronts, not only the Qatar Australian Party, but of course the LNP for the safety of their seats. But secondly, I think you're right in regards to Campbell Newman. He's basically leading a party that's dragging him in a particular direction, one that maybe he doesn't necessarily want to go in. Do you actually have any thoughts on that?
Well, I actually met the man a while back and confronted him over the civil union issue. At that stage, it was when he was threatening not to allow his LNP MPs a conscience vote to vote on the bill. Mm. That went ahead. He denied them a conscience vote. He said that was a party room decision. I said, you know, surely you as leader can overrule that decision. But he said, oh, no, I've got to do that. He also spoke, and you know, this has really got up my nose, this. He spoke about his wife Lisa and her two lesbian friends. They're a lesbian couple, and saying, oh, yes, if I become Premier, you know, I'll make sure that all Queenslanders, including these friends, you know, that I respect and love, make sure, you know, there's no discrimination. Well, you know, removing any form of official relationship recognition for, well, effectively, you know, if this is repealed, the heterosexual people still have marriage available to them, so they still have some form of relationship recognition, but homosexual people have nothing. So how can that be anything other than, you know, blatant discrimination based on sexuality?
But, I mean, the civil union sort of that you've got up there, I mean, they are really pretty much of a token gesture to begin with. Are they worth dying in a ditch for?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
I said, are they really worth dying in a ditch for?
Well, at the moment, it's all we've got. So people are fighting hard to protect, you know, all that they've got until marriage comes. Ultimately, yeah, everybody wants marriage. You know, we want to be treated as full and equal citizens and have the right to marry, you know, instead of having this, what I consider like an apartheid type system where we can have civil unions and sit up the back of the bus, but we're not allowed to sit down the front and have marriage. Yeah, that's the ultimate. But, you know, like while we've got civil unions, we're bloody well fighting to, you know, to keep it. Yeah, but you know, we need to get more people involved in the fight here. And as you said, you know, the Australian Christian Lobby has rallied over 100,000 people to lobby their MPs, saying, you know, repeal those civil unions. We don't want them.
Right. Now, there's been a bit of a campaign on Facebook and Twitter over the last few days asking people to phone Campbell Newman's office to send emails to the party headquarters. I understand that's actually working quite well.
I believe so, yes. The person in the office there is reporting that they're getting, to use their words, flooded, which is terrific. And thank you to everyone who's been ringing. But ultimately, you know, I don't know that that's going to stop the repeal or the attempt to repeal. I'd love to see everyone writing letters into the paper. I'm releasing press releases. I was talking today to a couple of journalists about upcoming stories. So, yeah, we really need to be getting this out there in the media. The media generally are quite on our side on this issue, which is good to see. Because ultimately, I think contacting the police, even though it's great and it shows them that there is opposition to this, people do want civil unions, they're under no obligation to comply with that.
Well, I got an interesting email from a PR agency that specialises in dealing with not-for-profits today. And among the pieces of advice it gave in dealing with governments and dealing with government departments, it said, the only time politicians will give you anything is when they're afraid of you, which is why the miners get such a good run. So what you have to do is devise a strategy to make the politicians afraid of you, afraid they're going to lose votes, afraid they're going to look stupid, whatever means it takes to make them, to kind of almost embarrass them into coming onto your side.
Yeah, certainly, that's far easier to do in the inner city electorates. Like my federal MP, even though this is a state issue, but my federal MP a while back, last year, did a marriage equality survey, and of her constituents 73% support marriage equality. So the numbers in the inner city electorate, you know, would be even higher than that. But, you know, so we can use that argument in the inner city, and that's what, you know, we should all be doing. We should all be contacting our sitting MPs and our candidates, particularly LNP and Qatar Australian Party, and saying to them, look, you know, there's 73% of people in this electorate that support marriage equality. Yep. But unfortunately, and you know, that 73% is not only gay people, it's all our friends, family members, relatives, workmates, and, you know, they're not going to be voting for you. Unfortunately, we don't quite have that pull in the country areas, which, you know, like even the Sunshine Coast, you know, that's quite redneck. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's sort of almost a satellite city.
Yeah, but what I'm meaning is that if you get the press to sort of fight on your side, that's how you make the politicians uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah, well, yes, yeah, yeah. And by engaging with the media, you know, like I've been having quite good interactions with, you know, media and assisting them to get stories together. And they have been quite interested and quite positive, which is quite good to see. So, yeah, to have more people doing that, you know, more people writing into papers, etc., when you see something online, an article, you know, like add your positive comments. Sure. About, you know, how great it is.
Well, perhaps what you need to do now is start putting addresses of editors and phone numbers of editors and email addresses of editors of the papers up there onto the Facebook yeah. page so that people know who to contact.
Actually, that is a very, very good idea, yes.
I was going to say, one of the other things, if I can jump in, Phil, that could be a really great campaign idea as well, is actually asking the really tough question of Cameron. I know it's cropped up once, I think, on ABC in Brisbane, which is, why is he listening to so many people to which these laws don't impact?
Yeah,
because let's face
yeah.
it, at the end of the day, he's actually not talking to the yeah. people this law impacts on.
Yeah, exactly.
He's in fact ignoring our community, and that's a really hard question I think the media can investigate.
Yeah, and you know, like I've been questioning the media, saying, you know, why are you giving a right-wing extremist group like the Australian Christian Lobby, you know, why are you giving them so much attention?
Can I give you another word of advice there, Phil?
Yes.
The thing you want to do, if you want to get the media on your side, is basically do their job for them. Write the story you want to see them print.
Yes.
And give them all the backing and all the references they want, so they don't have to do any work.
Mm.
And that way you'll have far more chance of getting your story in. That's the best way to do it, because
yeah.
reporters are lazy and they're always on deadline anyway.
Yes. I'm rapidly learning that.
So make their job, speaking as a journalist myself, make their job as easy as possible, and you'll get a good reception.
And I'd agree with that as well. And also providing yeah. faces to the argument.
Yeah. Faces, personal stories, that
sure.
sort of thing.
That just resonates.
Okay, thanks for that, Phil.
Okay, then.
And we'll keep an eye on the Facebook campaign.
All right.
And we'll keep giving you a push here and there as best we can. And fingers crossed that you do manage to hold on to
and
your civil unions. And all the
yeah.
best of luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.